This recording, Alaska 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in deserted district of the territory. So she was happy to start a new job at Suburban private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. So, even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge and checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mrs. Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not fruitful. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and keep her relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5-6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Right at this time of the year, at this season, summer, especially in July, it's time to go to the mountain and pick greens. You know, we pick them by bags and we put them in the barrel. And all kinds of greens we pick, from dwarf fireweed to rose roots, and I don't know what the other greens are, but I know what they are. But this is the season to pick them. We either freeze them for winter, you know, in winter time we make them into a dish that is served especially in special occasions like birthdays or Christmas or, yeah, and they're loaded with vitamin C. Whenever my kids, when they were small, when they have colds in the winter, so I just make a green, you know, dish and let them eat. And they eat vitamin C. We have berry soup, avlawalek, and that's so good. It's mixed with flour and seal oil and sugar. Nowadays they mix it with wisin oil or any kind of oil. It's so good. You mix the flour first, you know. You mix it and cook it, and then later on when the flower is ready to be added with berries, that's the time we add berries.